Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Mary's Happiness. Mary has a cousin whose name is Elizabeth. She lives up in the mountain. Although she is already old, she is expecting her very first baby. Mary,who is also expecting her baby, Jesus, comes to visit Elizabeth because Elizabeth needs her help. When Mary and Elizabeth meet, they come to understand everything. They know that God has done wonderful things to them. Most happy,They hold each other's hands, and together they praise and thank God. Mary stays with Elizabeth for 3 months, and then she goes back to Nazareth. Our story for today is a continuation again of Mary's story, but this time on about her journey to her cousin Elizabeth. Mary's happiness, the title of this story, means Maria 的喜悦。Mary's happiness. Happiness 就是喜悦，就是 Maria 的喜悦。Mary has a cousin. 她有一个 cousin. Cousin 在英语就是表达的意思是可以说是堂哥，或是堂弟，或是堂姐，或是堂妹，这都是 cousin， 不只是堂哥、堂弟、堂姐、堂妹，可以也是表哥、表弟、表姐、表妹，也都是 cousin。所以，如果你们要介绍你们的堂哥，或是堂弟、堂姐、堂妹，你们都可以说。He or she is my cousin. 如果你要介绍你的表弟、表哥、表姐、表妹，也是一样，都是 cousin. 那玛利亚的 cousin 的名字是什么？是 Elizabeth， 就是伊莎伯尔。Elizabeth 翻译成伊莎伯尔。She lives up.In the mountain, 他住在山上 up in the mountain, 在山上 mountain 就是山 up 就是上就是在山上 although, 虽然 she is already old, 他已经老了 old 就是老了 she is expecting,他在期待等待 expecting 就是等待 her very first baby 他最初的第一个小婴孩 Mary 玛利亚 who is also expecting her baby 他也在等待他的 baby 他的婴孩叫什么 JesusMary, who is also expecting her baby Jesus, comes to visit. 来了去拜访谁？就是拜访她的 cousin Elizabeth, 就是去拜访她的表姐伊莎伯尔。Because 的意思就是因为 because 因为 Elizabeth needs her help. 伊莎伯尔需要他的帮忙。就想一想，一个年纪那么大的一个女士要生一个孩子，那当然会需要帮忙的。因此玛利亚虽然她自己已经怀孕了，她也是不只是很谦卑，她也是很好心的去关心去关怀她的表姐伊莎伯尔，她就去拜访她。 When Mary and Elizabeth meet， 当玛利亚 and 就是跟 Elizabeth 伊莎伯尔 meet 就是见面 meet 见面， they come to understand everything， 他们就了解所有一切。 They know that God has done wonderful things to them， 他们知道 know 就是知道 that God 天主 has done 做了 wonderful 是美妙的奇妙的 things 就是事情在他们身上。他们见面的时候他们就了解了，都明白了，天主在他们身上做了一个美妙的事情。因为一个年纪大了又怀了孕，一个还没有结婚的，没有跟男人一起的女孩也怀了孕，那这只是天主在他们身上做了一个美妙的事情。Most happy， 非常快乐的。They hold each other's hand， 他们握着手，牵着手。Hold 就是牵着手或是握着手。And together， 然后一起。Together， they praise and thank God， 他们一起赞美。Praise 就是赞美。And thank 就是感谢。他们赞美跟感谢谁呢？他们感谢赞美天主。They praise and thank God. Mary stays with Elizabeth for 3 months. 玛利亚与伊莎伯尔住了3个月。And then, 然后 she goes back to Nazareth. 然后她就回去拿撒勒。我们今天的故事 Our story for today is about these two women， 就是关于这两个女士在她们身上 in their life God had done wonderful things， 天主做了很美妙的事情。而她们的反应是什么？ And how did they react？They reacted with joy， 他们就很快乐的反应天主这样的美妙的事情。And supporting each other， 他们彼此支持。想一想，玛利亚还要跑那么远，自己怀孕，跑到山上，因为伊莎伯尔住在山上 ，Elizabeth lives up in the mountain， 但是她不管，她还是很好心的去关心她的了解。而且当他们一起了解到这样的美妙的事情，他们一起感谢赞美天主。 They together praise 赞美 praise and thank 跟感谢。 This is two things that we are always that we are invited to do。 我们这有两个事情被邀请做的，时时赞美感谢天主。在我们身上天主也做了很多美妙的事。 Let us also together with Mary and Elizabeth praise and thank God because God has done a lot of wonderful things in our life. Hope you enjoy our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English. Share our story to your family and friends. Goodbye and God bless.
Thank you.